This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
In the news, a TikTok ban made its way through the Senate. And who wants a flamethrower dog? News brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and More. With a professional, knowledgeable staff, you'll get your questions answered and find the products that are right for you. Order online at pitbullsmoke.com. For locals, buy locals. Governor Glenn Youngkin made a stop in Norfolk yesterday, and he had a really good cause for it. He donated his second quarter salary to the new E3 school in Norfolk. $43,750. That money is going to go towards the preschool students and scholarships program. The tuition there, about $1,000 a year, so could be helpful. And the E3, by the way, the E3 school, if you're not familiar with it, I looked up their website. The way they're described on there is they're an innovative, mixed-income, year-round model school. I was unaware of this.
Okay.
But apparently it's a big thing.
This is a public school?
Yeah. Yeah. At least, well, they got to pay a tuition, so no, it's got to, I'm sure you got to
private.
Yeah, it's got to be private. Yeah.
Right.
But either way, he donated there, and he said the whole point is to help kids succeed young so they can do better or later in life.
Right.
He said he's happy to do this, but he's still committed to working with the General Assembly to improve public education across the entire state, of course.
I think we agree that we need to continue to support teacher salaries, and that's why there will be a 3% raise for teachers in both years. We've agreed on that. That's why we will have record funding in education yet again.
He's talking about the new budgets and everything. The school is also apparently has ties to the late Pat Robertson's family, who matched the donation. So they donated.
Oh, that's nice.
They donated a little over $43,000.
Do you know how much the governor of Virginia makes?
Offhand, no.
No, I don't either.
No, I mean,
why don't I know?
At least, well, you say it's a second quarter salary, and if you $43,000, you know, for a quarter, I'm assuming times four, you know?
Right.
So he's got to make somewhere around 160, 170,
yeah, yeah.
Somewhere in that range, I would assume. But I could be entirely wrong as well. The Virginia Department of Transportation is warning people out there yet again. Apparently, these scam text messages are still really rampant. They're talking about people being told they have unpaid traffic tolls. The FBI actually issued a warning about the scam in a couple of states previously, but VDOT is specifically letting you know if you receive a text saying you have unpaid tolls, don't click the links. Don't ever click the links. You can go to the website itself for these different organizations,
right,
you know, for Elizabeth River tolls and everything, and pay them there. Don't ever click a link you get in a text message unless you specifically requested it.
Okay. Virginia governor makes $175,000.
$175,000. So we were right there in the ballpark. Yeah. We were right there on the line.
Right.
And there's a couple of ways you could make some money. I've got a couple of career fairs to let you know about. Tomorrow, Portsmouth Public Schools is holding a job fair at IC Norcom High School on London Boulevard in Portsmouth from 3 to 5:30 p.m. They're looking for teachers, substitutes, instructional assistants, and library media specialist, which is a job title I never heard of.
Library media specialist.
Well, they do so much more than just books now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's you got to have your hands in a little bit of all kinds of media now to work in a library. Which I remember going to the library, and the fanciest thing they had was the, I don't remember what it was called, but you could read the really old newspaper articles all blown up on
microfiche.
The screen. Yeah, microfiche.
Yeah.
That was the coolest thing they had when I was a kid going
now,
to the library.
Now libraries, in order to maintain a usefulness, there are libraries now that actually rent tools.
See, that's a great idea.
It's genius.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in an urban city situation where, you know, it's apartment living, and you don't have a place, you know, I need a shovel once.
Yeah, right. Why would you need it
again? You can go check it out at the local library. It's actually pretty brilliant.
That is a really good idea. There's a link on the Rumble in the Morning Facebook page if you want to get more details, but that is tomorrow. So if you're planning on attending, go check that out. There's also a couple next week for HRSD, Hampton Roads Sanitation District, on Monday and Tuesday. In Newport News and Virginia Beach, respectively, they're looking for a lot of positions, administrative, laboratory, wastewater operations. Again, link on the Rumble in the Morning Facebook page. You can check all that out for yourself. A tabloid publisher has testified by the name of Pecker.
Yes.
He testified that he pledged to be Donald Trump's eyes and ears during his 2016 presidential campaign, recounting for the jury how he promised to the then candidate that he would help beat down harmful stories. Pecker went on about the agreement, testifying that the tabloid ran negative stories about his Trump's political opponents, and even paid a doorman for silence after that man came forward with allegations that Trump had fathered a child. The testimony from David Pecker was designed to really strengthen the prosecution's case about a decades-long friendship between Trump and the former publisher of the National Enquirer that resulted in this agreement to give the candidate's lawyer a heads-up on any negative tips they got so they could try and squash the stories.
Right.
While that was going on, the Supreme Court has scheduled a special session to hear arguments over whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted over his efforts to undo his loss to President Joe Biden in the 2020 election. The case apparently will be argued on Thursday. So coming up rapidly. And this comes from the attempts to have charges against him dismissed. Lower courts have gone against this, saying he can't do that, but this is going to be the one that decides all of them for him.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Now, we still don't know if we're going to get an answer on this before the November election. They're going to hear the arguments tomorrow, but this could drag out for a while. We're not entirely sure. But they scheduled the heat of the session, so it begins.
Hey, man, if you're voting in this election, you have a right to know.
Thanks.
You have a right to know the outcomes to these, and they need to speed up this process.
They are moving faster than normal with this, without a doubt, but not as fast as some people would like, because, again, they're still kind of up against that deadline that they've got to get done before November. The Senate has passed $95 billion in war aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, sending the legislation to President Joe Biden after months of delays and debate over how involved the United States should be in these foreign conflicts. The bill passed by the Senate yesterday after the House had approved the package on Sunday. Biden's expected to quickly sign the legislation to start the process of sending money to Ukraine. The Senate also, as a result of this, passed the legislation that would force TikTok's China-based parent company to sell the social media platform under the threat of a ban. They generally get a year from now to make that sale take place.
Yeah.
That was all part of this larger $95 billion package. It was attached to the whole thing, and it made its way through the Senate. So we will see what happens now.
Oh, my.
President Joe Biden's expected to sign the whole thing, so that'll give him a year. And it's expected to be challenged in court.
Right.
So there will be a lot of that. TikTok already saying they're going to challenge it. A bunch of influencers saying they're going to challenge it.
Yep.
It'll turn into a whole big legal mess. But as it stands right now, they've got a year. X is making some changes as well. The company formerly known as Twitter. It's weird that we have to introduce them like Prince every time.
It's just not comfortable. There's no comfortable way to get into this.
No, and when you talk about...
You always have to say what it is.
When you talk about, the CEO, Linda Yaccarino, but you say ex-CEO, Linda Yaccarino, you have to specify, I mean X, the social media company, not she used to be the CEO.
The CEO of X.
Right, that's the other way.
It's all going to be in the wording, isn't it?
Yep, exactly right. But they're talking about launching a dedicated TV app for videos on their social network soon.
Right.
So they say, if you look at it, there's a teaser video for it you can find online. It looks a lot like YouTube.
Right.
And so it looks like they're trying to get into the YouTube game. They generally want to get you watching all these fun videos, but they want to keep you on X while you're doing it.
I thought it was interesting that I got a new screen on X yesterday.
Did you?
Somebody sent it's not a pop-up screen, but it is a pop-up screen. Mm-hmm. Somebody sent a video over. Mm-hmm. We're doing a new segment on the show today.
Okay.
Instead of F My Life, we're going to do an internet segment.
Oh, okay.
So I was gathering videos and things like that. Rod and I were working on this.
Right.
And somebody, I knew that there was one on X that I wanted, and it offered me a download option. And I thought, that's kind of neat. But it offered it to me for $8 a month.
Oh, well, that's less neat.
Download option, cool. Hit the download button for just $8 a month.
Ah, that's how they get you.
Bastards.
Because they rope you in with a cool idea first, and then you're like, aw. The app will feature trending video algorithms that are designed to help users stay updated and have tailored popular content, which generally just means don't leave X, please. We want you to stay here
please.
For everything if we can help it. There's no timetable for when it's actually going to launch, but they did say soon was their direct quote. The launch is an effort to turn the social media site into a free speech video first platform, which is something they've been talking about for a while. And they've got a lot of people on there right now. They've got the former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, who does a show on there. They've also got the former Fox Sports host Jim Rome on there, who does a show.
Oh, is that right?
So they've got some stuff they could put on there.
Yeah.
They also kind of had that thing with CNN anchor Don Lemon, the old one that got canceled after one.
Yeah.
One interview that he did with Elon Musk.
Did he ever publish that? Did that come out?
Yeah, he published it. Yeah.
I don't even remember the outcome.
I don't remember there being much from it. I think that was, we did talk about it after it happened, and I think we were kind of like, what was the,
Well, again, we didn't, oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I think we talked about some of the fallout from it, and we didn't really get why it was such a big deal. Yeah. Like, there's nothing that we didn't all know already.
Right.
But either way, so they've got some names on there they could pull to do some shows if they wanted to. The maker of tasers, Axon, is a company that a lot of people are familiar with. Mm-hmm. They announced a new product they're coming up with called Draft One. You ready for this? It's AI that can generate police reports from body cam footage.
Do we trust this?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are asking right now. It is based on OpenAI's GPT-4 large language model, and they say it can help police spend less time doing this kind of bureaucracy work while writing up reports and more time doing actual policing. They say if an officer spends half their day reporting, we can cut that in half for them. They have an opportunity to potentially free up 25% of an officer's time to be back out there policing. Now, that's according to an interview that the CEO of Axon told Forbes. They said that one of the issues here is a lot of people pushing back say, you know how OpenAI likes to just make things up sometimes?
Right. Well, that would be the issue. Yeah.
Yeah. What they call hallucinating for the AI. Right. They say that it does that a lot. It fails to correctly summarize things or just straight make stuff up. And depending on what you teach it on.
Right.
There could be some bias.
Well, that's going to be the issue. You can't use an open source.
Right. Well, they say... at least what they claim here is that they've turned off the creativity for it.
All right.
Now, they say that with that, it will dramatically reduce the number of hallucinations and mistakes. The key
reduce. Gotta stop.
Yeah, still a little concerning. Now, as for some people who are concerned about things like racial bias, according to them, they did tests on this and said there was no statistical difference across races during testing.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was the word on some of the stuff.
I thought so too.
That it had trouble with races.
But that's their claim.
Yeah.
Is that it hasn't been a problem yet. So right. Now Axon, what's funny though is the company there has their own kind of reputation. In 2022, 9 out of 12 of the International Ethics Board's members for Axon had to resign following an announcement and then immediate reversal of a plan they had to send taser wielding drones into US schools.
Wow.
Which the U.S. kid clearly didn't care for.
No.
And so they had to go back on that one real quick. But if we're not a big fan of that, maybe we'll be a fan of this.
How much is that dog in the window?
Everybody.
Firing a flamethrower.
Yeah.
Yeah, robot dogs with flamethrowers attached to their head are now something you can buy for yourself. A company called Throwflame is its greatest name ever, the Therminator. And it's good.
I love the Therminator.
$9,400. So less than $10,000. You can't argue with that.
Would you find the video and put it up on our page? Thanks.
It's pretty fantastic.
Sure.
It's
appreciate that.
Fantastic in the sense that it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Right.
You can operate it via Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with a remote control, and it can shoot the flames up to 30 feet away. The website says they're legal in all 50 states. You just have to have a special permit in California and Maryland.
Okay.
So nothing stopping you.
Don't do it on a windy day.
Boy almighty. Yeah. Now, they're not pushing for you to use this for, like, home security or anything like that. They do list other things that they say it would be perfect for.
Right.
Controlled burns, because we're all so good at those. Ice and snow removal. Clearing weeds, which, again, I would see as, like, a controlled burn.
Yeah, yeah.
Pyrotechnics and entertainment.
Well, that's, it's a freak show.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sideshow is what it is. Yeah.
I love this. Pest removal.
Yeah. No. What pest removal?
Well, we got rats under the house. Let's send down the Therminator. I'm sure that won't be a problem.
Yeah.
For less than $10,000, though, that means that there are people out there who will be able to afford this.
Oh yeah,
it's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not going to be prohibitively expensive.
Yeah, but this is not new. They already sold a bunch of these.
Was it the dog? I thought it was just the flamethrower.
No, it was the dog.
Oh, was it?
Okay. Elon Musk sold flamethrowers.
I do remember that.
And he was using it to raise some quick cash for one of his ventures. That dog, there was already a round of these.
Okay, gotcha.
At some point last year, I guess.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go.
Taking this long to get back at it.
Round number two. Apparently
here
they did real well the first time. Yeah. We're going to do
sold
it again.
Sold out.
And while we're talking about heat... The National Weather Service and the CDC have now added a new color to their heat alert system because that's how hot it gets.
Right.
Oh, they have now added magenta to everything. We're beyond red. We're now into magenta.
Wow.
It used to be green, yellow, orange, and red to indicate how bad the heat was for your health. Mm-hmm. Pale meant no risk, really. Yellow was minor. Old and sick people a little bit at risk there. Orange is moderate risk for everybody. Right. And then red, obviously, was the top 5% of the hottest days.
Yeah, it's hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, it's going to be hot is the idea. Magenta is even worse. This one means that the heat is rare, long, extreme, and with no relief.
So it's like India hot.
Yeah,
it becomes.
Remember last summer we had a lot of issues with different places in the hundreds and they couldn't get back under.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was
the
big issue.
They were stuck in the hundreds. Right?
That was a big issue last summer. Hence the change they've made now, because now we have to be able to differentiate those between just hot days and, you know, boiling on the face of the sun.
Yeah, that's when we learned one of the great ironies in life, certainly a meteorological irony, is that when it's 100 degrees out and people are dying, they take them to a big air-conditioned place called the morgue.
Yeah. Yeah, funny
if
how that
you'd opened that first, and we just all sat in there and, like, watched TV.
Well, and that's part of the magenta thing, too, is in the area with that heat, they also don't have adequate cooling stations, or there's other factors they factor into calling it magenta. It's not just, hey, it's really hot. Yeah. There's a lot of other things that go into it as well. But if you see magenta, it's bad, bad, bad.
Right.
Scattered showers today, then cloudy and becoming gradually mostly sunny with a high near 70. West winds 10 to 13 miles per hour. A little gusty up into the 20s. Tonight, scattered showers and partly cloudy with lower around 52, and tomorrow mostly sunny with a high near 59. I don't like that. Right now it's about 53 degrees with the news. I'm Sean Hood for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Rumble, Axon already auto-transcribes body cam videos.
Oh, do they?
The AI will take the transcription now and then reformat it into common reporting in a common reporting format without creative writing aspects. Just chronological based on video and implements keywords picked up, etc. So that's message from someone who seems to know.
Right. We are hoping that it will do it correctly.
One hopes.
And their own person said, reduce the number of hallucinations.
Sounds a little weird.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird if it's you.
Yeah. It's going to be real weird.
Your Honor, according to the transcription, it was at that point he pulled his pants down to scream, how you like me now, MF-er? It was just a traffic ticket.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Yeah. Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder how long, how much of this immediately comes to mind is doctors spend an enormous amount of time they have to do notes every night.
Yeah.
On all the patients that they have seen. You've got to make, your notes. You got to note things.
I've seen some reports here and there about some doctors already using these. Kind of like we saw lawyers doing it beforehand.
There you go.
And, I mean, just like with the lawyers, there's pushback from the community at large about that because they just don't think it can be trusted yet for that.
Yeah, well, it depends. I got a buddy who's a lawyer and actually employs some of this stuff.
Right.
Because some of it is is very well vetted and has never learned anything outside of a law library.
Right.
So as long as you've kept the outside world from contaminating it, it can do research for you.
I think what will end up happening is these different institutions.
It still has to be checked.
These different institutions will have to have a parameter that these things have to meet before you can use them for that. You can't just choose one and go with
it. Right. Oh, you can't just choose one off the internet.
Yeah.
These are being tooled for the different industries.
Right.
And they're only learning stuff that's valuable to those industries.
Right.